David, this must really be tough on both a child and their family. Like so many things about parenting, we're all finding our way as we go. You know, most parents expect their kids to get sick at times, struggle with their friendships, even get in trouble, stuff like that. But who would expect to be dealing with major anxiety issues?
Teddy, that is so true. But the thing is, anxiety is a common problem, not only among kids, but adults as well. As adults, we can sometimes work around it, but as kids, they don't have as many options. Research shows that between 15 and 20% of kids have a major anxiety disorder during any six-month period of time. Statistically, that would be like 3 or 4 kids in every classroom of 30. That's pretty big. This makes anxiety the most common psychological problem by far. The good news is that it's treatable.
You know, it's really important for both you and your child to remember this. Often individuals feel like no one else struggles with anxiety or nobody has this like they do. Well, kids as well as adults really feel isolated because they worry that compared to everyone else, they're really messed up. But that's just simply not true, especially when it comes to anxiety.
You know, one thing you can do is illustrate what 15 to 20% looks like so that your child can see that they're not alone. For example, determine how many kids are in your child's class. Let's say there's 25. Have them picture 4 classes of those 25 kids sitting in the gym, therefore making about 100 kids total. Then have them picture a teacher picking out 20 kids from that group. Help them see that there are 20 kids in those 4 classes that have struggles with anxiety, just like they do. That's enough for 3 squads of cheerleaders or 3 basketball teams. They certainly are not alone.
Wow, that is really a good way for the child to see they're not alone. Are there some other helpful ideas parents can try?
You know, Teddy, let's talk a little bit more about common frustrations that parents feel. It's really easy for all of us parents to get exasperated and fall into using negative ways of parenting. You know, we get tired. We don't know what to do. We get angry that this strange disorder has taken over our lives to some extent. We know you will have these moments of just great frustration. You'll just like want to yell, for the 1,000,000th time, this fear is not real. It's not going to happen. You know, trust us, we understand your frustrations. We have been there and done that. So helping an anxious child requires a great deal of patience, and sometimes we just run out of it. You know, in our clinical practice, we see lots of adults with anxiety. It is just as overwhelming to them. This isn't your child being immature or weak. No one chooses this. No one gets enough benefit from this to feel this way. You know, you can be firm, but don't judge.
That's a good point. Dr. John Gottman has done some amazing research on marriage, and I think his findings would apply to parenting as well. He found 2 communication patterns to be very destructive. Their first one is to use criticism, which is conveying or implying a character flaw as opposed to just stating the problem. This can be words or nonverbals like your tone of voice. With a child, parental criticism sounds like this.
Why are you so anxious? There's nothing to worry about. Why can't you just get over it? This is ridiculous. I think you're manipulating me.
Stop being such a baby. Your friends are going to think you're a chicken. People are going to think you're weird.
You are so neurotic. What do you think? The whole world revolves around your strange rituals?
The second destructive communication pattern is what he calls contempt, which is conveying information using biting words or tone of voice. It is conveyed with things like rolling your eyes, interrupting rudely, making fun, mocking, implying your child is stupid or defiant, or not knowing something. It sounds like this.
You know, you're acting like a baby again. You can talk to other people, or even go over to a friend's house if you really want to. Nothing will happen.
Oh, gee. Surprise. You're anxious again. What a shocker.
Daddy, I can't. I need to wash. I'm so contaminated.
These probably sound pretty shocking to you. You know, the truth is we're all capable of some pretty harsh stuff in the moment. We all make mistakes. If you've done this, my suggestion, go make it right and really try to keep this in check. The fact is, you know, if you're at a point of needing this program, then you can be quite sure that your child isn't acting out anxiety for attention. This is a very hard struggle, and they're caught up in it. It makes them feel weak and powerless. So when you criticize them or show contempt, it just piles on to those same feelings. If you're trying to loosen something with a wrench and it won't budge, yelling and whacking on it with the wrench won't help the situation, nor will critical words help your child.
To help you with this struggle, can we offer you a couple parenting tips? The first tip is what I call the 70% rule. It says that if you are parenting well 70% of the time, then you're doing just fine. You know, we're not perfect, but it shows that you're paying attention to how you're parenting. But here's the thing, though. When it comes to expressing criticism and contempt, you got to reduce that down to 10% of your communication with your child. Comments like that make anxiety much, much worse. But what happens when you fail? You will. We all do. That's where the second parenting tip comes into play. There's a phrase that goes like this. Oftentimes in parenting, it's not so much what you do, but what you do after what you have done that's the most important thing. Let me say that again. Oftentimes in parenting, it's not so much what you do, but what you do after what you have done that's the most important thing. It means that no one's perfect. So it's what you do after what you have done that's the most important thing. Go to your child. Apologize for your harsh words. Reaffirm their value and worth. That's what's most important.
That's really good. I actually remember hearing that from you at a lecture.